Good day, my friends. This is Avalon, and I want to welcome you to Season 2, Episode 73 of Walk and Talk with Avalon. I am Avalon, your mindfulness mentor, getting you to think about things a little differently. Today, open your mind and get on your path. Our thought today is our calming trees. Oh, this is a forsythia bush, and I guess it's a calming bush, that I found along a walk when I was at my mother's house. Well, I was actually doing a walk and talk, and boom, I walked back to make sure this film was taken, this video, because forsythia bushes only arrive in the spring, and they last such a short time. Next thing you know, they're green, and that's it. But this yellow that they put out, when they come back to life from the sticks that they turn into in the wintertime, is just so bright, and you can see it there in the video. And it's the perfect inspiration to say, enjoy nature. Mm-hmm. That's simple. Enjoy nature. Do I need to say any more? Well, let's. We've got 10 minutes together, and you've joined me for this mindful moment, and I want to thank you for it. When is the last time that you went out for a walk? This morning, this afternoon, this evening, a week ago, a month ago, I can't even tell you when. Maybe when I was on vacation. Walking, taking a walk. 10 minutes. Not because you're on your way to the work. Not because you're on the way to the mailbox. Not because you're on the way to the car or the bus stop or the train. When is the last time you took a 10-minute walk for the sake of taking a 10-minute walk in nature? Well, it's time. It is time to get re-energized. And if you do this every day or at least once a week even, good for you. If you can step outside and just breathe the air around you when it's not too polleny or the allergens are not high for you, when you can step outside for 10 minutes, listen to the sounds, see what's going on around, whether it's nature, whether it's cars passing by, the wind blowing. If you can take a little bit of time, even if you're busy to working and you need to grab your computer or grab your phone and sit outside for 10 minutes, take a phone call and step outside. How amazing you'll feel by just stepping into nature, enjoying it, replenishing yourself. I know someone who likes to get out at least once a week, and it doesn't matter what the season is where they live, and get out barefoot onto the ground. So if there's snow on the ground, they move it away and step in the mushy dirt or the solid, solid dirt. In the springtime, stand in the grasses as they're growing. In the summer, just nestle their feet down into the ground. In the fall, the leaves, they have all four seasons where they live. And she connects with the earth. Sometimes in her busy day, she doesn't have time to do all the things that she wants to do. As she goes from client to client. But she will find the time to connect to the earth and get grounded. That's her way of enjoying nature. Feeling the earth, her connectivity to it below her. just like we do when we're children and we lay in the grass. We don't worry about the ants, the bugs crawling on us, and whatever might have been there before. We just lay in the grass and enjoy it. We enjoy the nature. And we might have all the toys, but we play with the sticks and the stones and the puddles. Where is that mindset gone for you?
Are you an adult? You can't do that anymore? Well, I don't have any children to play with. I'll look like a weirdo.
Who cares? Go sit in the grass. And if you need to put a little blanket down, sit on the blanket. Find a stick. Find a leaf. A blade of grass. And just look at it. Put your phone down. Go to a park. And just observe the people around you playing and what they're doing. Maybe they're reading. Maybe they're on their phones. Maybe they're bicycling by, walking, jogging, having a picnic, finding some time to get out and enjoy nature. It's so refreshing getting back to yourselves. And you don't have to be alone. You can have someone with you, share some conversation, bring a game or cards, play, because play is an important part of life, and that's another episode. Because today, when we get out there, we want to enjoy the nature, get back into that childlike mind and just be. Just breathe the air. Bring your tissues in case you sneeze. But be there with the wind blowing and the trees swaying and the fronds and the leaves blowing. Get out and enjoy some nature the way life was intended. Simple pieces of earth that are all around you. Go get grounded yourself. Fix that foundation so that you're not always toppling on top and worried and thinking about time and, oh, I've got to run here and do this next. Schedule some time to be in nature. Put it in your phone. Put it in your calendar. My nature walk. Go to a nature center. They're all around everywhere in the country of the U.S. And I'm sure other places as well. You can find zoos, zoological parks, that you can be outside. And don't just rush through. Walk slowly. Be those people that are annoyingly in the way. So that you can be a good observer. You can learn, you can watch what nature has to offer you. Let your brain rest and be an observer. Not always easy, but it's being mindful of the moment. It's being mindful and aware of what's going on around you. And taking it all in, letting your senses smell the smells, see the sights, hear the sounds, and feel with your feet below you, and your hands, and your internal senses, what emotions is this bringing up for you? Nature. It's one of the greatest gifts that we have around us. Use it, and use it wisely for your time for you. My friends, I am Avalon. Thank you for taking this time today on your mindfulness journey. And go for a mindful walk and enjoy some nature.